You heard, perhaps, how God gave us teenagers so that we might know what it is like to create people that deny our existence. When I was a teenager, I did some good things and some bad things. And we don't want to pick on teenagers because we are the product of our teenage years. But one of the things that gradually came into focus was that I was thinking too much about myself. My world had become me. And when your world becomes you, it can become a very lonely place because there is no room for anyone else. But gradually, as you pray and as people teach you, and as you grow in wisdom, you begin to think, what are my parents going through? What are my neighbors going through? Maybe that person that is ignoring me is more shy than I am. And as our thoughts begin to go outside of ourselves, we open our heart and mind to people, and we realize that all around us are these treasures, are these gifts called my brothers and my sisters that I am called to share my life with. And I no longer build a little fortress and keep myself within it, but I open the doors and I realize that breaking a commandment is not simply breaking a law. It is hurting a relationship. It is isolating myself from others. And that when I look towards forgiveness and when I reach out to others, my world expands. And I realize that just as in today's holy celebration of Christ's resurrection, I can also forgive people and have my mini resurrection of all the relationships in my life. If you remember, there was a song in the 60s that said, I am a rock, I am an island. And why? Because a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. It takes courage to enter into life, to open your mind and your heart to others and begin to think, why am I repeating in my mind everything about me, and why am I not repeating? What is my sister going through? What is my brother going through? My parents, my grandparents. What is it like to be young again? What will it be like to be old again? Not only to remember what we have gone through, but begin to understand what other people are going through. Because one of the great things about Easter is that God doesn't stop. Just like this child, he got a goal and God goes. We crucified him, he doesn't stop. We sinned against him, he doesn't stop. The only thing God doesn't do is force us to open our hearts and let him and our brothers and sisters in. So I offer to you those few thoughts. May the resurrection of Christ give you the courage to understand your teenagers, to understand your parents and grandparents, to understand your neighbors, and to realize it's hard to be lonely with billions and billions of people around unless you want to build the wall, think about yourself, and be with yourself. Don't mind us. We'll try not to wake you. Христос воскрес!